Have you ever felt that you lost something that was part of you? Have you ever felt the emptiness it left behind? Do you feel annoyed by this disturbing noise caused by the blowing wind in this empty spot in your soul? Have you ever felt that you're ready to sacrifice your life just to fill that hollow spot inside of you? If you're not that kind of person, unfortunately, this is the story of many people around you. A few weeks ago, I lost my only brother. After an entire year of barely seeing him, I could not even say goodbye for one last time. It was shocking. I didn't want to believe it. How would a young man filled with joy, motivation and ambition end his life that way? Taking his own life. How tragic and painful. I could not move on till this moment. My brother had everything that any young man his age would hope for. A university degree, a great job, and respectful social status. It was said that he was depressed. Kept me thinking, I have such a strong urge and purpose to know the reason this changed my whole life and made it upside down.
Legal under international law. And
what I used to consider as pleasure that would increase the happiness of any person are not vague. How a nation that takes pride in its development and yet cannot put an end to this phenomena? My search led me to horrific results. A million persons committing suicide every year. Oh, God. Every 40 seconds a person commits suicide, ending his own life. Yet, what is really surprising is that this number is a lot fewer in the Muslim world. This requires more search. I found this verse in the Quran. O you who have believed, do not consume one another's wealth unjustly, but only in lawful business by mutual consent, and do not kill yourselves or one another. Indeed, Allah is to you ever merciful. I indulged myself into reading a lot of Quranic verses in order to understand. Killing the self is prohibited in Islam, while in our culture, it's a personal choice. There are many pleasures surrounding us, but they do not focus on the spiritual needs. They do not bring reassurance and peace. Only faith does. was not around when my brother suffered from that emptiness. All the things surrounding him failed in bringing him joy. They only gave him fake temporary satisfaction that they did not give him what he needs. What he needed was feeling full with peace and inner satisfaction. He needed a peaceful soul, a spiritually nourished spirit. I almost feel your rapid breaths while you take that horrible step, committing suicide. You were lonely, without a wife, children, friends, and without me. And without faith to bring your tired soul tranquility and serenity.